Are you singing Bob the Builder?
No.
Sorry, not Bob the Builder.
No.
Row, row, row the boat.
Yeah.
Don't know why Mary said Bob the Builder then. I'm confused.
I'm confused.
You're confused.
My snake.
You're a snake, are you?
Snakes do not
that.
Snakes do
it. They do that, don't they, with their tongue, yes?
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
That's in your chair, please tell us.
No, I snake.
Well, dear Mr. Snake. Good morning, Mr. Snake. Please, would you like to sit in this chair? It's Thomas's chair, really, but you're very welcome to sit in it, Mr. Snake. Would you like to do that?
Yeah.
Right. There we are.
No jelly babies after.
No jelly babies after?
No.
You won't get jelly babies after because we haven't got any in the house.
No. There's not more jelly and not more chocolate and orange.
Oh, we've got chocolate orange, yes.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a good boy. If you're a good boy.
A good snake has chocolate orange.
Yes, if you're a good snake, you can have some chocolate orange. Are you a good snake?
Yeah.
Just put my teeth
in. Kicking my snake. My head goes wobble.
Oh, your head goes wobble.
Yes.
You're referring to a song that Julian taught us at music time.
Mm.
The turkey is a funny bird. Its head goes bobble. And all it knows is just one word, and that is...
Bobble.
No, gobble. Its head goes bobble, but all it says is gobble. With a g.
Yeah.
The turkey is a funny bird. Its head goes bobble. And all it knows is just one word, and that is...
Bobble.
Gobble.
My snake. Cornflakes.
You'd like some cornflakes?
Yeah. And Mummy got a kind of crispies. No milk. Milk. I got snake's got hands.
The snake's got what, Tony?
Hands.
The snake's got hands?
Yeah.
I don't think real snakes have hands, do they?
Oh, my snake trains. I want it.
The snake wants to play with some trains?
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, you must eat some breakfast.
Lots. I want lots of them.
You want all the trains?
Yes.
And the wooden trains?
Yes.
Oh dear, Thomas.
Yeah, piss in the room. What do you think that one?
I'm getting a tissue because I've just sneezed. The train goes wee all the way home.
Yeah.
Well, that's like the nursery rhyme. This little piggy went to market, isn't it?
Yeah.
This little piggy went to market. Let's do your fingers. This little piggy stayed at home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. And this little piggy went
wee all the way home.
Cornflakes. Nice cornflakes.
It's your cornflakes.
A few more, haven't you? Like some milk on it?
Nope.
No, there you haven't.
Trees.
Would you like a spoon?
No.
No, thank you. Tom.
No, thank you.
That's better. You shouldn't touch to remind you to say thank you, should I?
No.
No.
We have a house. The engine's going around the house.
The engine's going around the house. It's going around your bowl of cereal, is it?
Splash.
Oh dear. In a big train crash. Well, why don't you just eat your cereal now, darling?
No.
No, Thomas.
Let's do that.
No, come on now. Eat your cereal. Let's put these away.
No, I want to put them on the table.
Well, they're all on the table, but come along, eat something first.
No,
because we've got to get breakfast.
Let's wash them.
No, not till after breakfast.
Mm.
They're all waiting now for the engine driver to eat his breakfast. Give you a spoon just in case you change your mind about wanting one. Would you like a drink of orange or some black orange juice?
Mm, oh God.
Please.
Please. Nice light background.
That's nice.
Snakes like blackcurrant.
Oh, sorry, snakes like blackcurrant. Ah. Well, that's just as well, isn't it? Because I wouldn't have known what to have given a snake apart from water.
No.
I think snakes probably prefer water first.
Yeah.
However, seeing as it's breakfast time, you can have some blackcurrant.
Yeah.
If you're still a snake at lunchtime, I might ask Grandma to give you some water. Treasure. You've already had a bit of hot cross bun, haven't you? It was left from last night. You've eaten some hot cross bun already, haven't you? Was it nice? Oh, are you eating like a snake as well? You're not bothering with your spoon, you're just putting your whole head in the bowl. It's not very polite, is it?
No.
Is that what snakes do?
Snakes put spoons under their chairs.
The snakes put their spoon under their chairs?
Mm.
And then they eat like you're eating now, do they? Well, if you don't want the spoon, snake, please put it back on the table.
I'll put it around my jungle.
Put it in your jungle?
And the first eat it.
Who's eating the spoon?
No friends.
The elephants?
Mm.
Oh, right. Oh,
water it all over.
They've done what all over?
Lots of water all over my spoon.
Lots of water all over your spoon? Oh, I see. Are you referring to the elephants when they spurt water out of their trunk?
Mm.
They go, woof! And water comes flying out, doesn't it? Mm. Have they squirted water from their trunks all over your spoon?
Hello. I've got things to do. I'm going to start looking crunchy. I'm going to start looking really a little well.
The snake's got lots of crunchy, but what else has the snake got?
That crunchy.
Snake's got lots of crunchy and black currant juice. I see.
No water. No.
No, he hasn't got water, has he?
No, black currant.
I'm quite tired again this morning, Thomas. I think we're going to bed a bit too late, aren't we?
Mm. that noise?
I think it's some air trapped in your beaker. Like if I press it, it's gone.
No.
No, it's hissing now, isn't it? It's hissing like a snake.
And me.
It sounds like you. It sounds like there's a rattlesnake in the grass.
Yeah.
My cold plates are nice. Are yours?
Mm.
Are you sure you don't want some milk on them, snake?
No. I want a snake.
No. I'll put the spoon on it. That's a good snake. Thank you. I'll leave it there, shall I?
That's better.
Are you drinking your juice as well without using your hands?
Mm.
You're using your teeth to pick your beaker up with.
Mm.
Snakes don't have hands, do they?
No. Put them around the back.
Putting them around the back of your body now. Snakes are quite slippery characters, Thomas.
Yeah.
And if anybody calls you a slippery character, it means you're not very nice. A bit sly.
Yes, I caught a snake. I caught in the snakes.
Oh, Thomas, no, no, no. Well, look what's happened. See, the snake wouldn't be drinking blackcurrant juice from a beaker, would he? He'd be drinking water from the ground.
No.
Which is why the snake's having a job to drink his black currant juice.
I have more black currant juices. It's not well, this one.
It's not well?
No.
It's not well, this blackcurrant juice, because it's just landed on the floor. Now drink it properly, Thomas. Don't, because if you drop it again and the lid comes off, there'll be trouble, won't there? That's it. What sort of snake do you think you are?
Auntie Frank.
You're an Auntie Frank snake?
Yeah.
What colour are you?
Blue.
You're a blue snake?
Mm.
Are you blue all over or do you have a different coloured tail and head?
Mm.
What colours?
My head's green.
Your head's green?
Yes, and my body's all blue.
And your body's all blue? How lovely. What about the tip of your tail?
Tail's all blue. Broken today.
Your tail's all broken today?
Yeah.
Oh dear, why is your tail broken, snake?
I don't know.
No, I don't either.
Snake food.
You're eating snake food? Oh, I've never heard cornflakes described like that before. Why is your tail broken, Thomas? Did somebody step on it?
Yeah.
Oh dear, did it hurt when it broke?
There's got lots of fur coming out of a lot of big fire engine help it.
Lots of big fire engines helped it?
Yeah.
Are you sure it wasn't an ambulance?
No, it's a fire engine.
Right.
Fixed it. Fireman fixed it today.
Right, the fireman fixed it. It's just that usually if somebody's poorly, it's the ambulance that comes, and the ambulance men and the doctors and the nurses make people better. But it was a fire engine, was it? Right, because firemen usually put out fires, don't they?
Yeah.
With hose pipes that look a little bit like snakes.
Yeah.
We're going to slice some bread now, Thomas, to make some toast.
What's your letter? The snake food.
Look at this funny snake food.
Look, the snakey now.
It's a funny shape, isn't it? It's a loaf of wholemeal bread that Mummy made. Oh dear.
More like a chair.
More like a chair. It's more like something. Yes, it could look. Actually, it does. It looks like a sofa, doesn't it? That could be the seat and that could be the back. Yes, it's not quite as light as the white bread and it's a very, very peculiar shape, isn't it? Looks like somebody's got the dough and just gone boom, plonked it in and baked it. Boom, it's set like that. And then we'll cut into it.
Not move.
There we are, we'll cut into it and see. Oh, that is there. It's much, much easier to cut than white bread because the white bread's a lot softer and springy and more doughy, isn't it?
No, black bread.
I know you like bread, yes, I like bread. I think I eat far too much of it. I eat far too much of everything, really, to me. There we are. I'll give you a piece that hasn't been cooked and I'll toast the rest. We're going to have Marmite on mine. We've not had Marmite for days, have we?
No.
And we need to buy some more jam. We haven't got any jam.
No.
We've got marmalade but not jam. Oh, I can't get the toaster to work. The plug's gone stuck, look. Can you see the electric plug? That's it. It's gone inside the toaster, haven't it?
Yeah. Make more toast.
Oh, but we weren't going to get it to work, right? Right, I'll pop two pieces of brown bread in the toaster. While I think about it, let's make a shopping list.
Oh, shopping list.
This is on the back of one of these raffle tickets.
Raffle tickets?
We didn't win, did we? We didn't win a prize. So we use it as a shopping list. Right, we need some jam.
Jam, butter.
Butter, I think we're probably right for butter. Suggest some more things.
Sausage rolls.
Sausage rolls.
Yeah,
that's a baker. Well, I'll write down sausage rolls and hot cross buns because we can get those, can't we?
Yeah.
From the bakers.
Sausage roll shop.
Yes, from the sausage roll. Oh, yes, the sausage roll shop is the bakers, yes. Oh, Thomas, what else? I remember thinking the other night we need jam and we need something else, and I can't think what it was. Oh, we need fruit, don't we? What sort of fruit shall we buy? Some apples?
Pears.
And pears. Alright, we'll put pears down. And what else?
Peach.
Peach. I don't think we'll get any peaches at this time of year.
Yeah.
Put some tin peaches.
Yes.
You like tin peaches, don't you?
Yeah.
What about some bananas?
Oh, yeah.
And grapes?
That's full.
Very full?
Yeah.
And some oranges. So we've got apples, pears, bananas, grapes and oranges. And I'll put in brackets peaches. And then you never know. You never know whether we find some or not.
That's a lot. Any lemonade. Any lemonade.
You need lemonade, do you?
Yes.
We've got plenty of tea, we've got plenty of coffee. We make bread. Oh, I better write down milk because we always need milk, don't we? Oh, fabric conditioner, that was it. You know when we're doing the washing, Thomas, and we pull the drawer out here. Sometimes we put little powder in, sometimes we put little tablets in. But we always pour liquid, it's nearly always blue or white, into the slot. Do you remember that? We'll give the washing machine a drink. Well, that's fabric conditioner, that makes your clothes all nice and soft. Do you remember when we washed those jumpers last week? They felt lovely, didn't they? That's fabric conditioner, so I better write that down. And who else do we always need to buy food for?
Purdy.
Purdy food, that's right. What sort of poo do you think you like?
Whiskers.
Whiskers, that's right. I'll just write down Purdy food. Stroke whiskers. Oh, and we need all sorts of other things like chicken and sausages and...
I'm sure the things are shortages.
Daddy's on a diet at the moment, so we're eating special food, aren't we? Right. Hope I'm not getting a cold because I'm sneezing a lot this evening. It's no good, isn't it, eating a cone?
No.
Do without that.
What was that noise? Well, you're getting out.
I was looking for the Marmite because I thought we decided we weren't having Marmite on this.
Yes. Where's Marmite gone?
Let's see it in the fridge. Hello, can you see this big brown bottle? It's a new one, isn't it?
I'm going to hold it.
Yes, have a look at it while I put the margarine on the bread. And we've bought his a little present, haven't we? Because when we asked us about... Oh, you need to take that off, darling. No.
I'm going to take off.
No, we need to leave that on, darling, that label. And it tells us what it is. I think we know by the shape of the jar.
Please open it.
Please open it, okay. When I asked Sonia yesterday what we could buy Isabel for her birthday on Saturday, Sonia said nothing. She's got far too many things. And Mummy said, well, we can't keep a birthday party and not bring anything. So we come up with the idea of a gift voucher from Boots, because in Boots you can buy clothes and you can buy toys and you can buy books. So we bought a voucher, and then it's up to Isabel and Mummy to go shopping and choose something when they're ready, isn't it? Yeah. So I think we'd better take a little bit of something else as well, Thomas, because it doesn't feel right walking into a party, does it?
Look, a pan.
A pan?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it's a picture of a pan on front of the... Well, I think it's a pot. Front of the Marmite jar, isn't it?
What's a pan?
It's a pan, is it? We could always... The envelope that Isabel's gift voucher has come in is nice and silver, isn't it? Nice, shiny silver. We could always put a bow on that and a ribbon. Shall we do that?
Yeah.
So it's not just an envelope we're giving her. And we can perhaps buy... Oh, something else. What can we buy? Isabel likes chocolate, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Should we buy her a few chocolates or something like that?
Yeah.
And we must... Well, we've got the present, but we must buy a card.
Car.
Card, a birthday card. And we'll have to get one that says 3 on it, because she's going to be 3 on Saturday, isn't she?
Yeah.
And we'll have to go to her party. Daddy's at work, Daddy's not coming this time. Shall we dress you up in your smart shirt and Thomas the Tank Engine waistcoat? You wore that over Christmas, didn't you? Christmas Day, and you've worn it to all the Christmas parties. New Year's Day. I think if you wear it to Isabel's party, and then it's Charlotte's party in February, and then it'll be your party in April. I think it'll still fit you in April. Is that nice? We've not eaten toast for a few days, have we? Can you not talk?
No,
that's full, isn't it?
What's that noise?
It was Mummy putting things away in the fridge. It's a little bit clumsy. Right, so I better write on the shopping list. We've got jam, apples, pears, bananas, grapes, oranges, milk, Purdy food, sausage rolls, hot cross buns, peaches in brackets, and fabric conditioner. And I'll put birthday card.
Or Isabel!
Isabel, that's right. When we passed her house on Tuesday, yesterday, you said lots of fun and balloons, didn't you? Had you remembered you were going there on Saturday? Have you wiped your mouth in your pyjama sleeve?
Yeah.
I thought you had. And your mouth's covered in brown Marmite, isn't it? So what's happened to your pyjama sleeve now?
No.
I do, I know.
No.
It's gone brown. It's hard to talk when you've got toast in your mouth, isn't it? What are you looking at through the window, Thomas?
No.
You don't know?
No. Look at the birds.
You're looking at the birds? And what can you see?
No, only birds.
No dicky birds?
No.
Where do you think they've all gone?
I don't know.
I don't know either. It's snowing. I don't think it is, Thomas.
Yes.
I don't think so. Why is it snowing? The sky is quite whitey grey, but I can't see snow anywhere.
There.
Where?
There.
Where?
There.
I can't see snow.
Yes.
I think you've got white spots before your eyes. You're seeing things, aren't you?
No.
Oh, I can't see snow, Thomas.
Yeah?
We've not had any snow, have we?
Ooh, yeah.
Is that toast nice? Do you like a little bit more? Another piece of toast?
No.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Would you like some fruit now?
No.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. I'll get that down.
You want to get down? Okay, all right.
There's no brown. No brown up here.
Pardon?
Brown.
Brown's not here? Is that what you're saying? Brown's not here?
No.
What are you telling me? What are you saying to me, Thomas?
I don't know.
You don't know? You don't know an awful lot, do you?
No.
Well, you were pointing to your pyjama sleeve, so I assumed you were saying brown skin because you've got a brown mark where you'd wiped your mouth. But if you're not saying that, I don't know what you are saying.
My good snake. A good snake.
You're a good snake?
Yeah, I thought the snake got dirty hands. not sticky.
Oh, I see. You're telling me this one's not sticky, pointing out your hand. Well, I think you do need a little wipe, Thomas.
Uh-oh,
what? What's the matter? Why are you saying uh-oh? What's happened?
No, I'm not washing this hand.
You've not washed this hand? Well, I think we should, Thomas. We've washed this hand. Let's wash this one.
No.
Please?
No.
Oh, God, we don't want the snake going out with a dirty hand, do we? There we are. That's better.
Another chocolate orange.
You'd like some chocolate orange now?
Yeah.
Well, seeing as you've been the best snake I've ever come across.
I've got snake across.
Who's cross?
The gold core. And I've got across the road.
What about going across the road?
I got snake.
You've got snake?
It's definitely a gold road. Gold road.
Good road?
Yeah.
What do you mean, good road?
No.
Oh, Thomas, but you don't know what you're talking about. I have no chance, have I?
No.
Well, shall we open that chocolate orange then?
Yeah!
That's one from Christmas. In fact, you still have a lot of chocolates up there from Christmas. But you only have it when you've been good.
Tired.
And you have really eaten quite a lot this morning, haven't you?
No.
It looks like a real orange, doesn't it?
Yeah. Banging on my table.
That's right, bang it on your table. There used to be an advert that said tap and unwrap. Oh, look, it says it on the back of the box. Tap and unwrap. Just looking to see where it was made. Made in York. Made in York. Who lives in York?
Hello.
It's went on around Grandad Billy.
I'll do it.
You want to do it? Daddy once broke one of Mummy's best trays by tapping a chocolate orange on it. It was one Christmas. It was sitting by the fire.
Yeah.
Well, we were going to have some chocolate orange, and Daddy took the nearest thing, which was Mummy's tray. He smacked the orange down very hard on it. It didn't unwrap the orange, but it broke Mummy's tray.
Broken a tray. I don't like it. You like chocolate orange. I've not seen chocolate orange at all before.
You've not seen a chocolate orange like that before?
No.
Look, look inside. Can you see it does look like a proper orange, doesn't it? Look at all these segments.
What all was that?
Well, that's a little hole in the middle. It might be the pip. Shall we start counting? If we put, you pop your finger on that one. We'll make that one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 20 seconds.
I'm
going to
count.
Oh, we're just trying to tap it, still, aren't we? Well, how about we tap it on the kitchen floor? That's quite hard. It is funny, there we are. It's not all broken up, but...
No pieces.
Oh, you're taking two, are you?
Yeah.
That's cheeky.
That's very wrong.
Right, so that's all now. Let's put it away. Please, may I have a piece?
Please, may I have, please?
Please, may I have a piece of orange?
Please, may I have chocolate orange?
No, I'm asking you, please, may I have a piece of your chocolate orange?
No, not mine.
Is it not yours? Whose is it?
No,
oh, yes, there is a piece over there for me. There we are. Well, once we've had this, we must remember to brush our teeth, mustn't we? Isabel wasn't brushing her teeth, was she?
No,
she's just refusing to do it at the moment. I don't know why. Perhaps she's got a sore mouth. But sometimes when you've not been feeling very well, especially when you were teething, you didn't like the toothbrush going in your mouth.
No.
But what did her mummy say to her?
No.
Isabel, if you don't brush your teeth, Thomas won't kiss you again. So I think she brushed them then, didn't she?
Yeah.
And she asked you if you brushed yours, didn't she? Thomas, do you brush your teeth, she said. And what did you say?
Yes, I have.
Yes, I have, because you did, didn't you?
Yeah.
I don't think you actually said yes, I have at the time. I think you just said yes. Yes,
eat
I
it.
Have.
I'll eat it.
Shh, all right, we'll eat it.
1, 2, 3.
Well, I'll eat mine when I finish my toast. Do you start on yours?
Yes. Okay.
You should really have a piece of ordinary orange to go with that, shouldn't you? And then you get your vitamin C and iron if you eat your chocolate and your proper orange together.
That orange is running down. Oh, that's funny.
Is it?
Yeah, 2 numbers.
Pardon?
2 numbers.
2 numbers. Well, it's a pattern on the outside. It's supposed to be orange rind. But each segment says, Terry's, York.
Yeah. Oh,
that tells us where the chocolate was made. Terry's factory in York.
Eat it.
You can eat it, yes. It smells nice. It tastes nice.
Yeah. Little Riley comes.
Yes, Sister Riley is coming, isn't she, tomorrow?
Yeah, this night.
She's coming at night?
Thing.
A plane, yes, I can hear it. Sounds a bit funny, doesn't it?
Where's it gone? It's going in the clouds.
It's gone in the clouds. We can't see it, but we can hear it, can't we? Is that good, Thomas? Is it tasty?
We just eat one now. We all get sick.
Pardon?
We all get sick. All other things.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking things.
You're talking things?
About doggy poos.
You're talking things about doggy poos? That's not nice. Not
Maurice.
Oh, no, not more eating, Thomas.
Yes.
We don't want to talk about things like that. You can talk about things, but not things like that.
Yes.
That's not nice, is it?
It's mine. It's delicious.
It's delicious, is it? When you say delicious, I think you mean delicious, don't you? Do you have trouble saying delicious? Oh, Thomas, you put it all in at once, the whole segment. You silly milly.
Hello, Foot.
Hello, Foot. You're putting your foot up. You've nearly drunk that black currant juice, haven't you? Right, have you finished now altogether?
Yes. My snake again.
Oh, you're a snake again now, are you? Eating your cornflakes? You've gone back to eating cornflakes.
Transition our food up.
Pardon?
Eat the food up trains.
Oh, eat the food up trains.
Eat them all. We're going to play them again now.
You'd like to play the trains again now?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you finished all your cornflakes?
Yeah.
Mm. It's having a job to swallow the toast because it's quite...
You're a chocolate orange.
Oh yes, I've not had my chocolate orange. I'll have that before I get down from the table.
I'm eating mine.
You've eaten yours? Oh yes.
I'm not eating my twins. Not mine is spoon.
No, because you'll only bang with it if I pass you the spoon, won't you?
Yes. But my Bob the Builder bang it.
Yes, Bob the Builder can bang it.
Mm-hmm. Not my Bob the Builder.
Let's have another quick wipe because you've had chocolate orange since I washed you down before.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Wiping my front, you're here.
You're wiping your mouth on my sleeve?
Mm.
Why?
Not.
Oh, Tommy. You're not a very nice boy at the moment, are you?
I need this toy.
What toy, Dan?
It's war.
The wooden toy?
Yeah.
A carousel with the teddy bears on it?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
No, who said that
to
him? That's not right.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Grumpy.
Grumpy, my Gordon.
You're Gordon, are you?
The dog is very cross like that.
Who's very cross like that?
Gordon.
Gordon, why is Gordon very cross?
Stay in the shed.
Gordon's very cross because he had to stay in the shed?
Yes,
that's why. Mm. Is the story you're telling about Gordon, have you seen it on television or is it one of your Thomas the Tank Engine book stories?
Thomas the Tank Engine not talk.
Thomas the Tank Engine not talk?
No.
You'd like a look at this?
Yes, I want to do it.
You want to do it? Oh, Thomas. The dust on that, how embarrassing.
No dust on here.
Is there not? Oh, good. Let's just spin it round. Right, watch, move your fingers, watch it go round. This is a wooden merry-go-round with three wooden teddy bears on it.
Lots of teddy bears.
Lots of teddy bears. Yes, there looks to be a lot when it's spinning around quickly. It was a christening present from Auntie Belle and Uncle Stuart.
Yeah.
And it's a wooden maypole, isn't it?
Yeah.
And each of the teddies has a different coloured jumper. Tell me what coloured jumpers they have.
Oh, turn back.
One has
red.
Red. Another
red lid. One yellow.
Another yellow.
Blue.
Do you think the blue one's a little girl? Because look, she's got a ribbon in her hair. She's got a blue top on and a yellow ribbon, and the other two bears haven't.
No.
And they each have a string from the maypole, don't they?
Yeah.
The little girl has a yellow one. The little bear in the red jumper has... Spinning round, I can't see. Oh dear, Thomas. I'll have to wait for it to start before I work out who has what. And as they dance round the maypole, pulling their strings, the ribbons make a beautiful pattern down the centre of the maypole, don't they? And this is grass, look. Green grass.
Ooh. No snakes in it.
Oh, well, I hope not. No. So the little girl has a yellow ribbon, the bear with the red jumper has a blue ribbon, and the bear with the yellow jumper has a...
What?
A red ribbon.
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear that?
Yes.
What was it?
Train.
A train. What did it say?
No,
don't lift it up. No, that's how it gets broken. No, we've got to just spin it as it is.
I want to do it.
No. Well, you can spin it, certainly, yes, but don't start lifting it up because we've done that before. And we got all the maple ribbons in a terrible mess, didn't we?
Mm. I like this. Where's it been from?
What's it been from? Well, it's just a little toy. Well, it's not even a toy, Thomas, really. It's just something. I suppose a mobile is the best description. It's something you can just watch. It's quite relaxing. When you were a baby, which of course you were at the time of your christening when it was bought, You used to lie in your pram or sit on Mummy's knee and watch it. You used to think it was beautiful. It's still beautiful, but when you're a baby, it's a lovely thing to watch, isn't it, spinning round?
Blue's round here, yellow's round back, red's still here.
Yes, but you've got to be gentle because it isn't actually a toy, it's an ornament rather than a toy.
It's not a toy.
It's an ornament. It's something that you look at. Because it's nice to look at, but it's not really suitable for playing with roughly, is it?
No.
When Mummy was at school, we used to have, it must have been every May, May Day, May the 1st, 1st of May, we used to dance around the maypole. It used to be a big white maypole that stood in the middle of the village green. And we each used to have a ribbon. And we used to skip round the maypole. Now I'm sure my head teacher used to have a piano accordion. A little bit like the keyboard we've got upstairs, but it was much smaller. And he wore a strap attached to the accordion round his back, and he held it and he used to play, he used to make a tune. And we all used to dance round, and we had to go under and over and under and over with our ribbons. Like this. If I'm holding a ribbon, I'd go over your head. And then the next person I came to, I'd go underneath their ribbon. And the next person I'd go over like that. And the next one under. And then when we'd finished, our strings, these ribbons, would all be much, much shorter. And the maypole would have a crisscross effect, all different colours.
Playing the drums.
Playing the drums, yes. Well, there used to be all sorts of things going on there.
What's happening?
No, be gentle with
me. My Julian.
Oh, you're Julian, are you? You're pretending to be Julian, the music teacher. So I don't know whether they still do maypole dancing, but when we get the newspaper in May, quite often on the front cover, it shows a picture of a little girl in a pretty dress and it says she's the May Queen, so they must still do things like that.
What are we doing now?
What are we doing now? Well, yeah. Shall we put that back?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, before we put it back, let's give it a quick dust.
Yeah. Stop running around. Stopping. Okay, I want to do it.
You want to do it? That's fine. You do it with pleasure, Dad. That's lovely. You're cleaning the grass, aren't you? That's right.
You scratch it.
No, you mustn't scratch it. Just wipe it gently with the yellow dust. And that's lovely.
Oh, God.
Or what about behind the teddy with the blue T-shirt?
Hi.
The grass behind the teddy in the red and the teddy in the yellow looks beautiful, but it's a little bit dull behind the one in the blue. There we are. Shall Mummy give them a little polish? What should we call this teddy?
Grandma.
You want to call this one Grandma?
Yeah.
And what shall we call this teddy? This is the little girl. Who can this be?
Grandad.
Oh, Grandad. Grandad's the little girl teddy, is he?
Yes.
Well, shall we not
call that one? They call Thomas.
And this one's Thomas. Well, shall we make the one with the ribbon in the hair Grandma? And the other one Grandad, and this one Thomas. There we are, the grass is looking shiny, isn't it now?
Yeah.
Because that's the other thing.
Like a sunshine.
Like a sunshine, yes. Well, hopefully when it's maypole dancing day, the sun shines. And the grass has probably been cut, so it does look good.
I want to miss the tank engine on.
You'd like to miss the tank engine roof?
I'm going to do it all day.
Well, I think really. That's right, you polish the wooden base. You're a good help to Mummy, aren't you? I think it's time, really, we got dressed because Mummy's got to go to work.
Look, lots of fire on board.
Lots of fire on board?
Yeah.
Underneath the maple?
Yeah.
Right, you're covering it with a yellow cloth, are you, to put the flames out?
Yeah. My fam and Sam.
My fam and Sam, are you? There we are. That's one more go. Isn't it pretty? I think Val bought this from a little shop near where she lives. I don't know whether you remember, but we went one day to see the shop.
No, I've got some makeup shop, please.
For a little pickle shop, please. We went for a walk with Auntie Vaughan and Uncle Stuart, and you weren't very old. Yeah. But you were walking, you were just walking. And there was a big boating lake, lots of boats on it, and lots of ducks. And it was a freezing cold day, it was January. Oh, it was Chilly Willy.
Chilly Willy,
it was freezing, it was so cold and wet and windy and horrible. And you insisted on going to look at these ducks, and we all had lots and lots of clothes on, and we were frozen, and you just marched up to this pond as if you hadn't a care in the world and you wanted to stand and look at everything. And then to get ourselves warm, we went into the gift shop and had a nice cup of tea. And Auntie Val said, this is where I bought Thomas's mobile from. And when we looked, they had quite a few other things very similar, but she never does anything the same.
Not my cat.
Oh, you've put the duster on your head now, have you?
Yeah.
And she has some lovely wooden bookends, and we bought those for you.
Yeah.
Store all your books nicely.
Yeah. I need my telephone.
You need your telephone?
Yeah.
And where is your telephone? Who are you going to phone?
I don't know.
No, well, I'll get it for you, and then we can decide.
To Mummy.
You want to phone Mummy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it going to wait you out?
Hello, Treasure.
Hello. Hello, Mummy.
Hello, Thomas. Nice of you to phone me.
And a fish. There's a little fish up there. Hello. Lot of a chorus. And a little fish.
Who are you talking to on the telephone, Tom?
Mummy. A little fish.
Oh, a yellow fish, yes.
Hello, yes, okay. A little fish, okay. Bye.
Yellow fish. Mm-hmm. And what's that?
Horse.
A horse.
Oh.
Another horse.
And a little fish.
Another fish. What's this? This is a pink rabbit, isn't it?
It's a pink.
And it looks to be a blue bird, a pink rabbit, a yellow fish, and a brown horse. Each time you press one of the buttons that says A, B, C, you get a different character. Which one's A, Thomas?
A. A
tweeny clock, where will it stop? Yes, on the telephone. We've got three large buttons at the top. A red one that says A, a blue one that says B, and a green one that says C. Well, the green one's a little bit stuck, isn't it? That's better. And we've got that button, a little teddy bear pops up. And all these buttons say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 0. And that one plays a tune, but we've no batteries in it at the moment, have we?
No.
But this one that plays the tune, it's the star key, isn't it, on the telephone? And that's the one that you said, tweeny clock, where does it stop? Do you know who bought you that telephone?
Mm-hmm.
Auntie Sam.
Auntie Sam. Oh, look, it's a broken boy.
Right, shall we dial Grandma's number?
No, thanks to her.
No. Well, shall we phone Daddy at work?
No.
2 2 4 6 8 4 4 4 4 4 4. Hang on, it's ringing. Oh, he's answered it. Say hello.
But nobody there.
No, he's answered it. He's saying hello, hello, Alan Hall. Good morning, hello.
I missed him.
You've missed him?
Yeah. Just missed him on the telephone.
You missed him on the telephone?
Yeah.
I can't remember what batteries it takes, Thomas. I don't know whether I've got any suitable.
Any batteries, Mummy? Never mind.
Never mind, they're just in the cupboard, but we've got quite a few batteries, but nothing that fits that. It's a shame, isn't it?
That's what.
Oh, there's some batteries in the tape recorder, but we've got to get the screwdriver to take the back off, and I don't know where the screwdriver is. Let's just have a quick look, will you?
No way.
Use that to take the cover off.
No.
Well, this is perhaps something we can go and
do. I'm going to try.
You want to try?
Yeah.
No, we can't take it off time. It says batteries. Caution, batteries to be installed by an adult, eh?
I can't get
no,
it
off. No, I can't get it off. And we've really no batteries to put in it anyway, sweetheart, so it's a bit pointless us trying, isn't
try
it?
Try again.
No, we'll go to the shop, Thomas. We'll find out.
A green lollipop.
We can see a green lollipop there. Oh, yes.
Is it what's in it?
I don't know. Do you want to go to the window and have a look?
Man, lots of parcels.
Do you think it's lots of parcels?
Yeah.
They're going to Stephen's house, aren't they? Yeah. All right, out you trot, sweet. Just brush these crumbs down. Leave your spoon on the table, please.
I'm holding it.
No, because you're only by the window. Thomas, level. Look, he's carrying boxes in.
Lots of letters.
We've not seen the green lorry for quite a while, have we?
No.
I think we saw it one down the motorway, didn't we?
Yeah.
Because we said that's like the green lorry that comes to our house or near our house. No, it's not going in your house. It's not delivering any parcels here, is it?
Stephen's.
Well, what I think happens?
Yeah.
It's the grass and catalogue van. Oh, look, he's carrying big sacks now. And I think what happens, Thomas, people look at catalogues and they think, oh, yes, I like that. Yeah, I like that.
I like that.
And
put them on the floor.
And they order things on the telephone.
Yeah.
And then they all arrive in this big van to Stephen's house. Lots and lots and lots of parcels and bags. And then about half an hour after this gentleman's driven away in his green lorry, Stephen loads all the parcels into his car and then he delivers them round to the houses in Manchester.
A lot of parcels?
Yes, that's one of Stephen's jobs. So this man brings them all to Stephen's house and then Stephen acts as postman and delivers them to the people that have ordered the parcels in the first place.
But my cat.
Yes.
What's happening in your back? And what's happening in the front?
Well, he's just opened a little side door, hasn't he, on the lorry? It's a very big lorry.
Was it me?
Where's it been?
What's it mean?
What's it mean? I don't know, darling.
Got catalogues.
Got catalogues? Yes, he probably has. Oh, look, he must have finished in the papers. Look, he's got his clipboard and his paperwork. And he's going in the cab for a pen. So he must be going to Stephen's house now and saying to Stephen, please will you sign to say that you've received all these parcels?
But I don't know my lots of parcels deliver. My postman Pat.
Your postman Pat, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You picked up the beanbag and the cushions from the chairs.
Mm.
And you're pretending to be postman Pat now, are you?
It's not really lost. I just see a parcel.
Have you?
Yeah.
Another parcel?
Yeah. The wind locked my pen. That man got lots of pens.
Has he got lots of pens?
Yeah.
Sticking out of his overall pocket?
Yeah.
Or perhaps he needs a lot of pens. Maybe he keeps losing them or something.
Yeah.
Or perhaps he gives them to people to sign paperwork and they keep hold of the pen because people do things like that, Thomas.
Mm. Yeah. Not closing the door.
He's not closed the door to the cab, has he?
No. I just see something.
What can you see?
Something blowing. See something over the truck. See something in the truck.
Yes. Oh, look, now what's he coming out with?
Lots of dresses.
Lots of dresses, yes. They're all suit bags, aren't they? Blue and green suit bags. Yes, they've probably got dresses and shirts and jackets in them.
Yeah.
You've got a cat and one, haven't we?
Yeah.
Have you used it though?
No.
We look at it sometimes, don't we?
Yeah, there's another parcel.
Yes, another big parcel.
I just see something. I've got gloves on it.
Has he got gloves on?
Yeah.
Well, you see, perhaps a lot of the parcels and things are...
Not newspapers.
Oh, they're all new catalogues, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes when you're lifting heavy things, a lot of the boxes he's carrying in seem to be tied with string. They have string wrapped around them and he's using the string as a handle. But if the parcels are heavy, especially if you've got a lot of them, they can dig into your fingers. But if he's wearing nice strong gloves like he seems to be wearing, then it just cushions his hands, doesn't it? Protects his hands from the string cutting in. Look what's he doing now. Oh yes, he's got his paperwork back. Think he's going back in the van?
There's the lorry.
You shut the door, Thomas?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You shut the door, he's going to be climbing back in his van in a moment. Quick. Look, is he getting back in the cab? Bang, there goes the door.
We're going in the sandwiches.
He's going where?
Sandwiches.
He's going to get some sandwiches?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. One day we saw Postman Pat, or at least you were with Grandma and Grandad.
Lots of Postman Pats.
Yes. And you passed Postman Pat's van, didn't you?
Yeah.
He was parked. And what was the postman doing? Oh, he's driving off. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Grattan Man.
Bye, Grattan Man.
We're bound to see him again, aren't we?
Yeah.
I think the new catalogue's probably come out now, Thomas, because they have two catalogues a year. One's called Autumn and Winter.
And it's my cars.
And the other one's called Spring and Summer. And I would imagine the Spring and Summer catalogue's out now. It's
generally. Bye-bye.
Do you think he's driving right round? Or do you think he's turning round?
He's not turning round, he's turning back.
He's not turning round, he's turning back.
You're
putting a car on the window ledge.
Yeah. Lots.
Lots of cars.
Taxi.
Yeah. It's a taxi, isn't it?
Mm. Some people.